Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts Live, broadcasting to you today from Starbucks, not from the We Believe Tower on the 10th floor, because the internet is out, which is clearly an attempt by Barack Hussein Obama from shutting up the program. Now, of course, I'm just teasing. It's just one of those things that happens in America. We pay for services that sometimes we don't really get. All right. We have a lot to talk about today, and I really want to get right with it. It would seem to me that if the situation is as grim as it is, there should be no contest for who is going to win the presidency. The latest indicators said that the growth rate in America is 1.5%. Folks, we're not going to go any place at 1.5% growth. That's stagnant. That's not getting the job done. In order to get out of this hole, we've got to more than double that. And yet this administration isn't doing anything. As it turns out, President Obama last week held his first cabinet meeting of the year. How does that work? As Governor Christie said, what the hell are we paying you for? He certainly has time to have close to a couple of hundred fundraisers and go have an elegant dinner at the girl from Sex and the City's house that was broadcast all over. But he doesn't have time to sit down with the cabinet about the difficulties that we are facing as a nation. How does that work? How can you amass nearly $6 trillion in debt and not have trouble from that? How can people just say, well, I've got an additional $50,000 worth of debt from the national debt from Barack Obama, but that's okay. I'm still going to vote for him. How does that work? And isn't Governor Christie right? What the hell are we paying you for? There's been no budget since Barack Obama's been president. Even when he had control of both houses of the Congress, and now they're complaining, well, the newly elected Republicans don't want to go along with him. Well, of course not. They were elected because there are smart enough people in this nation that said, whoa, what the hell are we paying you for? We're going to put some people up there that want fiscal responsibility. But we don't have that. We're having a very, very difficult time in this nation, and I don't get what's going on. But as we talk, I'm going to bring on my regular guest, Richard Watts, my brother Dick. Richard, how are you this afternoon?
I'm fine, John. How are you?
I'm doing really well. We call me Jack, since this is Jack Watts Live. John was what our mother would call me when she was very pleased with me. And
I could call you Johnny Tom when she was pleased with you.
Yeah,
and when she wasn't, she'd call you something like
you
could say in the radio.
That's absolutely true. All right, listen.
Absolutely.
We got got some problems here. And I'm looking at a couple of these polls, these national polls, and according to one just taken by Democracy Corps, a national poll, if the vote were today, Barack Obama would get 50% of the vote and Romney 46. That's not good. How that is, I don't know. Now, I will grant you, Mitt Romney is not an exciting candidate.
But we need an exciting president? I don't think we need an exciting president. I think we need somebody to do the job.
Well, yes, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that competence has got to be the number one thing. And how do you base what the competence factor on what somebody has accomplished? Well, we know what Barack Obama has been able to do in 4 years. He's run up a bunch of debt. He's put food stamps, you know, from 28 million to 46 million Americans. 46 million Americans have to have food subsidies? The greatest nation in the history of the world, and we're that upside down, that broke? How does that work? All right, we're going to go through a couple more of these polls here. The Gallup poll has them dead even, 46 and 46. Rasmussen, which, by the way, was the one that was the most accurate last time, has Romney 47, Obama 44.
That's the one that I've heard of up here in New England. Is Scott Rasmussen goes on to a radio station up here and talks about exactly the types of things that you and I are feeling, and that people are having a difficult time trying to understand why anyone would vote for Obama after what he's done to this country in a 3-year period of time. And why would you give him 4 more years? It makes no sense.
Well, it makes no sense if your worldview is that we are a nation of independent people who want to not have a lot of government, not have a lot of interference, to be the master of our own ship, to create our own businesses, and to go forward with it. Now, if you think that government is the answer to everything, and that that there is no turning the nation around, and that this is the best that it's ever going to be, and we're in a slow decline, then I guess that's what you vote for. You vote for Barack Obama. He's got several groups locked up. African Americans are going to vote for him overwhelmingly, regardless of anything else. The gay and lesbians are going to do the same thing. People that are unions are going to do. Governmental workers will. All of a sudden, you got a bunch of people right there, and the progressives and liberals from the left that are militant, of, you know, the Sierra Club types. They are going to go for him, no matter what he does. So they like this. They like what he's done. One of my listeners.
I wish one of them would call you and tell you exactly what has he done. I mean, I'd like to know what he's done. I know what he hasn't done very well, but I'm not sure what he's done well.
Well, I think that it's pretty interesting that in all of the years that he's been president, he really has done very little. I mean, he hasn't met with the Jobs Council. He talks about jobs. He talks about transparency. Him being the most transparent ever, president ever. and it being very critical of Mitt Romney for only releasing 2 years' worth of taxes, which
you know
you don't have to release any of them. It's not required.
I just saw go ahead.
You saw what?
I said I received an email that talked about all of the different things that Obama has sealed, like his college grades, all of the different things that would you'd say for a person that wants to be transparent would be available. Do you know that Michelle Obama cannot be a lawyer anymore? They pulled that, and have, nobody knows why. But there seems to be some things.
The same thing. I think I could be wrong about this, but I believe that Barack Obama is not cannot practice law in the state of Illinois either. Neither one of them.
But they don't.
Let me just make a comment. Yeah, let me just make a comment about that. Okay, we've got the state of Illinois where one governor's in prison right now, and another one is going because they were crooks. Ryan and Blago. You've got Chicago politics, which makes what happens in Boston and New York and other places lily white in comparison. So you've got the
isn't Barack Obama's
in America run by lawyers, and they think he's so corrupt he can't practice law. What does that mean?
And isn't his chief of staff from before his chief of staff from before now is the mayor of Chicago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rahm Emanuel.
Yeah.
What has he done? And is it not correct when Chris Christie says, what the hell are we paying you for?
Exactly.
How can this be? How can we have a president and his campaign call for disclosure? Wouldn't you be embarrassed? That is incredible gall. More chutzpah than I have ever heard in my life to say, well, he's not being transparent when you have these enormous things that happen and yet no one has paid any attention to this. Because they don't want to spoil his little parade. And if what are some of the other things? Here we are. She for sure can't practice law, and I'm pretty sure that he can't either.
Well, I'm pretty.
But
sure
I don't.
That,
I'm not absolutely 100% certain about that. But I do know that and I've been through this before when it comes to his birth certificate that he posted. Where he was born, I have no idea. But one thing I am certain of is that the document that he posted is fraudulent. That is not a genuine birth certificate. They have fonts in there that did not exist at the time he was born. There was kerning of some of the type, which means that they pulling it closer together that did not exist. It's computer generated, and they back in those days they had a real typewriter, and it was a courier font, and they just would click the things out. And that is not what we have there. And yet, the only person that seems to be in any way troubled by this is the sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona, Sheriff Arpaio, and of course
I think the Donald is too, isn't he?
Who's
Jack
that?
Isn't the Donald. The Donald keeps harping on that too. That
well, you know, he did a long time ago. Once Obama posted that, he let it go, and he isn't in politics anymore right now. So, you know, that isn't something that, you know, that is, you know, is causing, you know, much trouble with him. All right, let's move forward with a couple of these other things, because I do want to get to a couple of these races that are happening in the Senate as well, you know, to kind of take a look at what's happening. What are the other things that are secretive about Barack Obama that have not been released from Mr. President, Mr. Transparency?
Well, all of his college records are sealed, so you really don't even know, you know, any of the information that is involved in that. I mean, there's just so many different things that, you know, that he talks about Mitt Romney wanting him to do this and do that with his taxes and all of these things. Why are all of these things sealed? What is he hiding? There's something very mysterious about
that,
this.
I think that the issue here is, I mean, if I were listening to the program, I'd say, well, why are his college transcripts important? Who cares if he made a B, a C, or an A? Well, I certainly don't. What is important is this. If he was given financial aid, which it has been purported that he did, as a foreign student from Indonesia,
non-American, you mean?
Yeah, means his citizenship was in Indonesia. And when did he become a U.S. citizen? And if so, why is he using a Social Security number from some guy that died in 18, you know, that was born in 1899, that, you know, died in the early 60s from Connecticut? You know what? If you did this, do you know what would happen to you?
Yeah,
you go to jail. You know why? That's ID theft.
Fraud,
we have a president of the United States that is using somebody else's identity. How is that not the number one story in the world and people demanding answers? How can this happen in America? How?
We don't hear about any of these things. I mean, all of this information is floating around the internet, but absolutely nothing ever gets to the national news. And why? Because they're all liberals.
Well, you know, I know that they want Obama to win. And yet, on the other hand, they're as egotistical as they can possibly be, every one of them. Wouldn't someone want to be the person that was responsible, that could take the credit? Woodward and Bernstein, it made their careers to take down Nixon.
Yeah.
Wouldn't someone say, you know what? I'm responsible to be a journalist. That is my profession. And going after the truth, regardless of what it entails, is my job. Why isn't there someone that does that? Now, you know, you've got Breitbart that did it, and, you know, he's dead, mysteriously, by the way, and his organization is following through, but he's not credible in the same way that, you know, a Brian Williams would be, or somebody that is a, you know, Maureen Dowd from the New York Times. I mean, she's a brilliant woman. And I think that she's got a lot of ethics to her. I don't understand why she doesn't do something like this. She's just an example. There are many of them. There are people from the Chicago Sun-Times that know things. Whoever it was that put together this fake birth certificate, why don't they come forward? I don't understand. What I do see is that we have it makes us, of course, you know, we're talking conspiratorial things, but I don't see how you can't. I don't see how you cannot say, what's going on here? There's too much that's secretive. There's too much that's sealed. How can somebody, you know, they're calling for Mitt Romney to, you know, to release all of his taxes. I think he should. America could use a success story. If you say, well, he's put money in the Cayman Islands, it's because he's a smart American. If our economy is so owned by the Chinese, he's got to hedge his bets if he wants to keep his, you know, keep his stuff together. That's not a bad thing.
Isn't Obama a millionaire of sorts?
Oh, well, of course he is. Of course he is. But he's not.
Let me ask you a question. No, of course not. But let me ask you a question. We know how Mitt Romney made his money. How did Obama make his money since he never had a job?
Well, he sold a lot of books. So
said that he was born, that he wasn't born, that he was born in Kenya.
Book? He's got a couple of books, and he made a bunch of money on them. And that's something good for him. I got no problem with him making money selling books. I have no problem with him making money on the lecture tour when he's an ex-president. That's fine. What I have a concern about is he constitutionally qualified to be president? And here's something that I wanted to just bring up. We're going to talk about this more. Why is that such a big deal? Well, number one, obviously it would get rid of him. But what about this? If he was born in Kenya and has been president fraudulently, could a case be made for going back and rescinding some of the things that he did, like appointing Kagan and Sotomayor to the Supreme Court? And all of his judicial appointees, wouldn't, if the whole thing is a fraud, then wouldn't
Obamacare
his appointees be a fraud too? Obamacare. You know, that was voted in by Congress and sustained by the Supreme Court. That's a possibility. But I think that if there was hard evidence, and I have not heard anybody say anything about the potential for rescinding some of his appointments, particularly to the judiciary and specifically to the Supreme Court. If he is not legitimately qualified to have been president, then the appointments that he made wouldn't be legitimate, and I think that ethically, those two should offer and tender their resignations if it's proven that he was not born in the United States. And you know what? I have not heard one person mention any of this anyplace other than Jack Watts on Jack Watts Live, broadcast live from Atlanta, Georgia. But we don't know. I'm not a constitutional lawyer. I think that this is something that would up the ante, and it definitely makes where he was born and his legitimacy to run as a president far more important than it has been so far. But we'll see about that, because I just don't know. I just simply don't know. All right, now, you live in Massachusetts. What's happening with Scott Brown and the Indian?
Oh, you mean the Indian giver herself?
What's happening with her? What's her name again?
Well,
I forgot.
Elizabeth Warren. And she's kind of staying a little quiet. There's been a few ads, and she's saying, why isn't Washington getting jobs and this and that, and that'd be something she should do or she could do. And I'm like, well, you know what? Your president is a Democrat like you are. Why isn't he doing anything? So it kind of falls on deaf ears. It's kind of ironic, though, that a couple of legitimate Democrats in Massachusetts, one being Ray Flynn, who was the past mayor of Boston for many years, and he was also the liaison to the Vatican for quite a few years, has turned around and backed Scott Brown. Yeah, saying that he's tired of all of the back romantics that have been happening, and that Scott Brown himself is a legitimate senator and deserves to be senator again. And the other one is the mayor of New York City, who I know was a Democrat. I'm sorry?
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
No slushies. No big gulps.
No.
New York City. I mean, I'm not sure that his endorsement has much value, to be honest with you. I mean, he's now getting involved with the hospital, telling them, you know, not to give formula to newborns so that mom will breastfeed. Now, you know, I all of my children were breastfed, and it's definitely best for them. It helps them build antibodies that you know, for their whole lives. But, you know, I don't believe that that's something that the government should be involved in. That's if there is a choice to be made, that is definitely a woman's choice to be made. And Bloomberg and all of these people have absolutely no business in it. None whatsoever.
Oh, I agree.
I do see, by the way, that here is a here's a poll that has Warren up by 0.1%. So that's very little. I mean, that's not even one whole, just barely up. How she can be is beyond me. But
well, there's an easy answer in Massachusetts, because there's so many damn liberals up here, it's ridiculous. But I think in the long run, you know, a lot of these polls, if they poll Newton Bridge, then it'll be Elizabeth Warren. If they poll the western part of the state, it'll be Scott Brown, because they don't even know who she is. And then if they go down to the south, it's the Wampanoag Indians, and they're not very keen on Cherokee, so she probably wouldn't get their vote either.
No, I can imagine that she wouldn't. Well, here's the thing. This should not be the presidential race should not be tight. Obama should lose far worse than Jimmy Carter lost to Ronald Reagan. Now, I will have to say, Mitt Romney is not nearly as personable or as exciting as Ronald Reagan was. But with the record that Obama has, which people have to just constantly say, okay, 8.2% unemployment, growth rate of 1.5, national debt of $16 trillion, downgraded credit rating, no budget. These are real, substantial, and tangible things. And they have to be hammered. right. We're out of time, and I want to say thank you, sir, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. We'll talk next week. Bye-bye.